I thank you, Mr. Chairman. Our delegation would like to join others in congratulating you on the assumption of your duties and expressing an explicit support for your active endeavors. It is clear for us that the 16 goals as set by you in your draft elements paper are ambitious and difficult to achieve, but in the same time we consider them to be of a topical importance and significance. It would not be over-exaggerated to say that if we embark on the road towards achieving the 16 goals as set up by you in your draft elements paper and start implementing concrete and tangible measures on the ground as proposed, we might really start living in a world that is different and is changing for the better of all of us. However, the prospect of this is currently significantly jeopardized by the outrageous war of choice waged by the Russian Federation on the territory of a sovereign country in violation of basic norms of international law and international humanitarian law, with all the wide range of negative consequences for peace and security, including when it comes down to the true life ammunition management. Addressing existing gaps in true life ammunition management is a goal very dear to us, especially because, among other sensitive topics, it touches also on the very specific and complex important issue of diversion of conventional ammunition to illicit markets, illegal armed groups, criminals, terrorists, and other unauthorized recipients. The harmful effects for peace and development, as well as for the population directly impacted by the conventional arms conflict, are clear to all of us and difficult to deny, including when it comes to the production of IEDs. What is also clear at this moment for all of us is that we have a huge amount of work to accomplish. The elaboration of a set of political commitments as a new global framework that will address existing gaps in true life ammunition management, including international cooperation and assistance, is everything but not an easy task. Nevertheless, we are convinced that the very well-thought structure and, as outlined by you, the concrete context, the rationale, and the measures put forward in your draft elements paper will allow us for a constructive discussion and tangible progress in our work. And in conclusion, Mr. Chairman, we would like to congratulate you also on a new element in your document, namely the one of the promotion of culture of peace. The presence of this element we see as explicitly indicative for the forward-looking and reality-based approach applied by you in the preparation for our current session. Having said that, we would like to put on record our sincere appreciation for your difficult job and all of your efforts, and wish you all the success you need for achieving the ultimate aim of our work. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.